After a week of what some characterized as productive negotiations, the NHL and its players broke off talks in New York on Thursday. There are no further plans for the sides to meet, leaving many to wonder what will happen to the NHL if it loses an entire season for the second time in 8 years. But with or without the NHL, there is hockey.
They came within 10.5 seconds of getting number 925 for Jerry York tonight. They will settle for a tie here on the road tonight.
The tie leaves Boston College head coach Jerry York in a tie for the most career Division I victories in NCAA history at 924. But as only a game's Doug Tribou reports, York is more interested in this year's team than in his personal milestones.
It's hard for Jerry York to picture himself in any other profession. That's understandable. He's in his 41st season as a head hockey coach, his 19th at Boston College. But after taking his first head coaching job at Clarkson University in 1972, he wasn't sure he'd make a career of it.
My father-in-law kept on saying, you got to get a job now, a real job, coach, because we battled through a couple of early losing seasons and started to understand the fact that, hey, we really like this, our occupation, and it's taken us to a lot of different spots, and we're very excited about being still in it.
Jerry York is much more comfortable using we than I, and he says he hasn't taken the time to think about holding the record for most career victories.
Yourself can't be above the club. I recognized that a long, long time ago, and at some point, you know, maybe in the summer we can look back, but right now we're in a really good race here in the Hockey East, and so 2 points is what all of us are looking toward.
York's 924th victory came on December 1st, tying the record set by the man he replaced as the head coach at Bowling Green in Ohio in 1979, Ron Mason.
I've learned an awful lot from Ron in a different perspective because I was the successor to the throne there, and the Pope had just left. And, you know, it was a situation where I could look at, hey, how did Ronnie get so successful here at Bowling Green? And besides just the X's and O's.
York would guide Bowling Green to a national title in 1984, while Mason became a legend at Michigan State before stepping down in 2002 to serve as the Spartans' athletic director. Mason is impressed with York's balance of longevity and consistency.
That's hard to do. I mean, you can be in there a long time, but can you continue to win? And right now, in Jerry's case, he's in the top of the mountain. He's winning championships, and his teams are great. And I'm really happy for him, really.
Mason is retired now and was on a fishing boat off the coast of Palm Beach, Florida at the time of our interview. He says York's approach has been good for his teams and the sport.
Well, he's a very classy guy. You know, you couldn't ask for a better person representing college hockey around the country, and he's smart. I know he wants the game to be good, and I think we need a lot of people like him.
The second most successful active coach of all time works a few miles down the road from York. In fact, Boston University's Jack Parker and York were crosstown rivals in their days as players for the teams they now lead. In 2009, when he joined York and Mason as the only members of the 800-win club, Parker told Only a Game that York is one of the best at recognizing talent.
The number one tip of the hat is that he's always been able to identify, work hard in recruiting, get his assistants to work hard in recruiting, identify the right players character-wise, the right players talent-wise, that can make their program a winner.
York says despite changes in the college game and the increasing number of athletes who leave early or skip college altogether to go pro, he still looks for the same characteristics.
You know, the players in the 70s, right through where we are now, they all want to be part of a winning program. And they all want to have discipline because they know that discipline, you know, attention to detail brings about winning. So that part of it has never changed. You know, the music might change and the hair styles might change, but that type player has not changed.
And the formula is working better than ever.
Shot. There it is. Whitney puts it off. And Boston College is on their way to their fifth title.
That's ESPN's telecast of BC defeating Ferris State for the 2012 national title. York has guided the Eagles to 4 championships, including 3 of the last 5. And bringing more trophies back to Boston College is one reason the 67-year-old isn't thinking about calling it quits.
As long as I get up every morning like I am now and really enthused about, hey, practice is coming soon, or, you know, we're going to get better today, and it's never waned. And as long as that keeps going and my health is good, I have no end in sight here.
So one of college hockey's most illustrious careers continues. Just imagine if Jerry York followed his father-in-law's advice and tried to get a real job. For only a game, I'm Doug Tribou.